Goswami, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Radha Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who kicked off all association of aristocracy as insignificant in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls. They accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who are always engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers which have under their roots all valuable jewels. The Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the goal of life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopala Bhakta Goswami, who are engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. In this way they utilized their valuable lives, and in executing these devotional activities they conquered over eating and sleeping and were always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who are sometimes on the bank of the Radha Kunda Lake or the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes at Vanshivat. There they appear just like madmen in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who are chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Or are you under the trees on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. So these, whatever copies we have, we can give to devotees at the back who may not be able to see. So could you please pass this one? Please? Sorry, I should have informed you.
Hare Krishna. Well, it makes a difference. Modern technological developments, Kijai, if used in Krishna's service. We actually have no objection. If you make all these technological developments and it's used in Krishna's service, all right. But if by doing so you forget the goal of life, which is Krishna consciousness, then it's all a useless waste of time. And actually it's not needed for Krishna consciousness, so it's just a diversion. It's not required in society, but as it's there, we can take advantage of it. So, how's the technological progress going on in that corner? Waiting for the old thing to boot up there. Do you need some words? Some key words? To key in? Sankhya Purvaka, for instance.
Hare Krishna. Good thing also. We're hoping that very soon this should be quite clean, isn't it, if you're going to show it on here? Again, for those at the back, if you're not able to see, then you pass the books back there, and this song will come early in the books. It's one of the first songs. For some reason, they put it at the front of the book. Putting it on the wall here? It's all right, you can shine it this way. I'll be looking down here. I have to look down here. This is a combination of high tech and improvisation. 71%, 72%. Mm-hmm. 98, 99.